Show's daily reminder, you're entitled to nothing. The show starts now.
Law permitting $20 an hour for most fast food workers went into effect today. That law passed in 2023 by Democrats in the state legislature, who acknowledged many of the more than 500,000 fast food workers in the state were adults supporting their families. The new minimum wage is expected to give more financial security to a historically low-paying career.
I was so caught off guard. We had no type of notice, no type of warning even. The owner had told me Happy Easter.
I wish it would have been at least a notice. Like, it's like, hey, by the way, we're going to be closing this month, whatever. It's like, we would have had time to look for jobs, but he didn't give us that chance.
Aww. Look, you're entitled to nothing. Give me a break. You know? Oh my gosh, he did not, like, give us any notice.
to not know this was coming.
I know.
They had to be living under a rock.
Right. Obviously not reading. Yes, that was the endless comments made by these people thinking that this was a career. Working for your fast food, they had to close Foster's in California. They closed it because they said, we can't afford.
Yeah.
It's mandated by law. Gruesome did it. Governor Gruesome. And we can't afford it. And welcome to the Kate Daly Show, by the way. Hi, Uncle Melty.
Hello.
Oh, boy, we have a full show. We'll talk about that in just a second. Mel Madison comes on today. We're going to talk a little bit about a way that you can feel some peace of mind, kind of like getting out of your debts. Because right now, I think that is something that we can all do that would give us some peace of mind, because people are asking me in email, what can we do? I'm like, there are so many things we can do, actually. But I want to concentrate on that clip, because it was so interesting to me. This was basically the longer version. I think this is the longer version of the clip. Listen to how they describe it as a career, fast food workers. Here we go.
Law permitting $20 an hour for most fast food workers went into effect today. That law passed in 2023 by Democrats in the state legislature, who acknowledged many of the more than 500,000 fast food workers in the state were adults supporting their families.
Why?
The new minimum wage is expected to give more financial security to a historically low-paying career.
A career?
Low-paying career.
Adults? A career? What? Yeah. And then it went on with many comments from these adult career fast food flippers, you know, burger flippers, that, oh my gosh, I didn't get any notice. And that was the least he could do, like a bonus or something. I needed a bonus.
Here's what's happening.
When he closed doors, yes.
What's happening is this. For decades, mm-hmm. the federal government has created non-jobs
uh-huh.
that paid decent wages mm-hmm. to people who had no job. So now they have a job that has a title and no job. Well, now they're moving it into the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening.
Right.
Now the government is going to control the jobs in the private sector. And you're going to be a career hamburger flipper. Congratulations to you.
Isn't that amazing?
It takes away all incentive to do better.
I know. A week ago, we were on and we were talking to Mel Madison about this, who comes on in the next hour. And we were talking about the fact that I think, you know, this is a wave that will happen in the other states. And it's a way to control food supply in the larger chains, because there's more centralized control in the larger chains. Get rid of the mom and pops, and also get it to the point where they're driving people from California. We know that the exodus has been there, but driving people out. And why? You know, somebody asked me an email, you know, the Chinese buying up the homes along the coast for full price because they can. They've got the money stored away. They don't get any fees or fines by taking their money out of China to buy real estate here. And this has been going on for quite some time. We mm-hmm. just haven't, we're just not putting the pieces together.
Well, as soon as they rename California mm-hmm. to the Western People's Republic of China, people will become more aware.
So true.
Yeah.
No, it's really bad. So drama building to get Johnson out. Interesting. Everybody had to come apart when he sided with Ukraine. What do you expect? Of course he's going to side with Ukraine. What speaker that they choose isn't going to side with Ukraine? Right. You're not going to get a patriot in that spot. You're just not. And yeah, he needs to be ousted. They all need to be ousted continuously.
Yes.
For this. You can't get... They're just not going to allow a patriot in the Speaker of the House spot that close to the presidency. They're just not. And so, of course, we should expect that the person's not going to be. And they're going to be sold to us as a Christian. They're going to be sold to us as somebody that is going to now make his mark and do his thing. And it's not true. It's just not true. I don't expect it to be true. Because look at the evidence. Look at how he's voting.
And... the fact that so many people are now talking about getting rid of him mm-hmm. when they knew all along what he was is another part of the show.
I know. I mean, I'm grateful that they're drawing attention to this. I'm grateful for Marjorie that she's talking about this. I truly am. But we shouldn't have been surprised. And then to give the excuse that he was, like we said last week, give the excuse that he was, bribed or whatever, threatened. But they all are all the time.
Yeah.
When are they not? Give me an instance, please. When are they not? So, by the way, I just wanted to say there was back to that wage thing. There was a story about the 99-cent stores only, 99 cents only, shutting down all 371 locations. Yeah, really? due to inflation and rampant theft. Yeah.
And I guess it just wouldn't look right if they changed the name to the $5.99
store. Yeah, $3.99. So this is crazy, but 371 locations, 14,000 jobs will be lost. And by the way, the bigger chains, fast food chains, are moving all to, there are some stores where you go in and it's all by automation.
Yep. Yep.
Yep, Dollar Tree announced it would close 1,000 stores, Family Dollar, and Macy's revealed that they were shutting down 150 stores. Yeah.
On a brighter note, mm-hmm. for those people that can no longer work in the $20 an hour fast food industry, there is going to be the guaranteed income.
Oh my gosh. It's getting scary out
there,
I have to say.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm not quite sure what we're going to do.
We're all going to be middle class and enjoy it.
Oh, man. All these little cuts, all these little things. We'll take some calls, 888-673-1450. We're live. If you're listening to us in the daytime, welcome to K-Talks, new station listening in. So appreciate you guys. Goldman, Amex, quietly cutting rates on savings accounts. Lots of things going on, you guys. What are we going to do?
Isn't that interesting?
Hmm.
We can't. They lower the rates when mm-hmm. we lend them our money.
Yeah, I know.
And raise the rates when we borrow our money. How does that work?
just the deliverer of the news, the real news out there. Yeah, it's really scary, actually. And, you know, I don't know what we're going to do. I think that we can create peace of mind by getting our own house in order. I think a lot of people need to get that taken care of because there's too many things in executive orders that even go back in the Obama era that say you with your debt, with everything that you've got, we can, with your position, with what you do for a living, we can make you work for us. So there's lots of looming little things. We talked about the Rex 84 bill. The yep. setup of centers located on bases to put people and in an emergency. But there's lots of little things like that out there hanging, and I don't think people realize that enough. I don't know that we talk about it enough. We should.
You know, I have no debt.
Mm.
I'm one of those few people
right.
who has no debt.
Wow.
And I still don't feel safe.
Really?
Yes, really.
Scary. That is really, really scary. I wonder how many people out there I know that they're sitting there looking at their debt because most people are a two-income family. They are riding the credit cards. Mm-hmm. Our credit card purchases went way up this last year in 2023.
And all of that added debt that mm-hmm. went on the credit cards this past right. year was due to the government.
Right.
They caused a situation where you had to borrow to survive.
Yeah.
That's not debt.
Yeah.
That's taxation.
Yeah, you're right, actually. And we have way too many that are doing that. So living on their credit cards now. So what are we going to do about that? If we get our own house in order, we stand on conscience, we listen to our conscience, it looks a whole lot different. And that spreads. I don't know if people realize that it's contagious when people do that. When people just stand up and go, okay, this is what standing up to all this nonsense looks like. You don't comply. You get out of debt. You make sure your house is in order as much as you possibly can. You know, all those things are a wonderful way to feel some mm-hmm. peace. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
What we need to do is stand on political principle of liberty. Mm-hmm. Minimum sure. wage jobs are a Marxist concept to control wages and salary. If you control the wages, salary, you're going to control the cost of goods and services, mm-hmm. and you're going to put people out of work. So it's ideology is where we need to put our stand, and the ideology of a free society. What is the political ideology mm-hmm. of economics of a free society?
Right.
Complete separation of the state and the economy. The only role of government involving economics is when there's a conflict between two parties mm-hmm. and they adjudicate. But even that can be eliminated through right. arbitration.
No, that's true.
So until we start standing for freedom, we don't have a chance. And that means at the election, mm-hmm. election day as well.
Stand for freedom. Yep. Thank you. We got to stop looking at the crowd. We've got to stand apart from the crowd. That's one of the hardest things to do. And we talked about that yesterday a little bit with cell phones. You know what I mean? If the kid doesn't have a cell phone, it's okay to be different. We have to now internalize that. It's okay to be different. It's okay to not go along, to not do the things that everyone else is doing. We're just going to have to. Just going to have to be part of our MO, who we are. We're going to come right back. I want to talk to you about ambulance signs that are going up. This is really weird. We'll come back. We'll talk about it for a second. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Uncle Milty coming back.
There you go.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts, my wonderful sponsors, so many things there for you to peruse. Also, just wanted to, of course, mention the IMF. Is the IMF getting ready to get their CBDCs done? Digital currency coming in? Their statement in 2023 on centralized ledgers was this: we end up in a world where we have connected entities to some degree, but some entities in some countries are excluded. And as a global and multilateral institution, we're sort of aiming, you know, provide a basic connectivity, a basic set of rules and governance, that means global, that is truly multilateral and inclusive, of course. So I think that the ambition is to aim for innovation that is compatible with policy goals and that is inclusive relative to broad membership, to say the IMF. Please text Birch Gold 989898, those six digits, that's the phone number. Text my name, Kate, and get some free information on how to secure yourself against you know what they want to do here with inclusivity and worldwide banking. It would be a good move for you to get some free information. It's also free to do that. Please, gosh, get some gold and silver from Birch. And please, this is why Ron Paul talks about him all the time. Please, 98, 98, 98, right on your phone right now. Text my name, Kate, please. We've got to do things that solidify some peace in our life. This is going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly, and people are going to wish they'd done something. Let's talk about ambulances posting warning signs of sepsis, not Blovid-19, as we call it. The only way to get MRSA, flesh-eating bacterial infection, is from antibiotics. Human skin has harmless staph bacteria, which is sensitive. So there was a piece written by Wayne Lisvardi talking about all of this and saying that the world of COVID is a falsehood spread by the chorus of the WHO, the CDC, the DOD, and the well-compensated doctors and pseudoscientists. Amen, Wayne. It is.
Well-compensated doctors.
Yeah.
That means they took a bribe, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh. And so it's interesting that ambulances are appointing these signs about MRSA, MRSA being on the rise. Just thought it was just really weird. And just wanted to let people know about it. The COVID-19 did not cause excess deaths over average seasonal flu and respiratory disease. Amen, Wayne.
Yeah.
We have to hear it over and over and over again because we're still not getting it that we were completely bamboozled on this whole entire narrative. I mean, we said it in the beginning, we got hate mail, but still, more and more people are finally coming out and
yes,
calling the whole
are.
Thing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Isn't
no, I personally know probably 35 people that were all in on the COVID pandemic and now are saying, I can't believe I was that stupid.
I know. And we have to realize kind of where we're at with this whole charade. And what are we going to do next time? What are we going to do next time? That's the big question, because we don't understand. I think the whole charade part of it. I think everybody still wants to go, I think I have COVID.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you sure? Because it's 98 symptoms. Oh.
My reaction the next time will be based on how many people they tell me are dying.
Right? Oh my gosh. Yes. And well, what you can see in front of your face.
Yeah, right.
And stop believing that it's everywhere else and occurring everywhere else. They're putting up signs about sepsis, antibiotic resistance, vaccination reactions, lethal dose. This is really what they need to be pushing is the vaccination reactions. There's just not enough press on it. And they're not doing anybody any favors. And they're blaming it on too many antibiotics now. Now, I agree that too many antibiotics can be an issue,
yeah,
obviously. But to blame vaccine reactions on that is not honest. So we need some more honesty and clarity in this. This is getting ridiculous. We have to get to a point where we go, they were able to do that worldwide and shut down the entire world on a lie. They literally said this year, treat it like the flu. It is the flu. 4 years later. So I just feel like we're going to get bamboozled again. I just feel it. I feel it coming on. Don't you?
I'm a little
worried.
I agree with Shakespeare.
Yeah?
A flu by any other name is still the flu.
That's so true. We shall be right back. We'll take your calls, too. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Have you ever heard someone say, the system's broken? Sure you have. Well, it's not true. America's founders created a brilliant governing system that prevents us from having kings, queens, dictators, and even czars. We the people can replace every elected official in a span of 6 years if we so choose. Here at the John Birch Society, we believe the only way to liberty, prosperity, and national sovereignty is not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adheres to them. The reason we have a ballooning, reckless, and corrupt government is because elected officials aren't following the Constitution. The John Birch Society is principled, coordinated, effective activism. We believe the Constitution is the solution. Join JBS and change America. Visit JBS.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1 to get involved. That's JBS.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening today. Huge show. We have Mel Madison coming on in the next hour. We got a lot to talk about there, too. Just the current state of things. I think, you know, what's been kind of fascinating is I'm getting a lot of emails from people. And the question again and again is, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And I think, you know, what I'm telling people is get out of debt, do the things necessary to create some peace of mind, get things backed with gold, of course, stand for what you believe in, follow your conscience, stand up for freedom. We have to get this country back. But the country is made up of a lot of people, and the people are really and truly the answer because it's what you can do right now. So in February, they came out with this this article talking about credit card debt, and credit card debt at an all-time high. And we increased the credit card debt to $50 billion in the fourth quarter of 2023. $50 billion people are putting on credit, okay? And the balance is going to $1.13 trillion, okay? We have a severe problem because we can't keep up with what's happening to with inflation right now. So people are stacking their credit cards in unbelievable fashion, trying to get through the months. And I know that most people are saying between $1,000 to $2,000 extra is going on all these the cards to go with the inflation of what they can't cover because the wages have not increased, right? So we're sitting at all this debt. So I have a wonderful new sponsor of the show, donewithdebt.com, which I'm loving because this is the answer. There's an answer about creating personal peace, about making sure that we can do something about all of this, because I feel like we're not. I feel like we're sitting there like ducks, you know, waiting for the next shoe to fall while we've got high credit card debt killing us and preventing us from doing a lot of things that we want to do. Michael Pearson joins me to talk about this. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Kate?
Good. I'm so glad to have you because this is becoming a huge problem for people in their personal lives. And we're here to help with every angle of getting our country back and getting people on their feet again. Tell us what you guys do because I love Done With Debt. I'm loving you guys. Tell me what you do.
What we do, first of all, is we take our clients and take them through a financial consultation to see where they're at.
Okay.
And then we get in front of the creditors and aggressively create strategies to take control of the situation and mainly give our clients their lives back.
You know what?
That's the biggest thing. These things are out of control.
That is the biggest thing. I'll bet people feel a lot of relief because right now, if I were to talk to everybody and all the listeners all across the country, if I were to talk to them about what's really getting them right now, what's really the hard part about their lives right now, it's their overwhelming debt. And we are seeing an accruing of debt like we've never seen before. Am I right?
Absolutely. The tough part is we can't control the interest rates, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the debt keeps building faster and faster. Their payments keep going up and up. What was once a manageable situation seems now almost impossible. You throw in inflation, basic necessities like groceries, rent, everything else. They're getting hit from all sides. At some point, you realize it'll take you years, if not decades, if you ever get out of this debt.
Yeah. And so you guys have a way people can work with you. It won't cost them anything to work with you. And you will take them on and get them into a place where they can breathe again. Am I right? If I was going to say in a nutshell what you guys do.
Yes, absolutely. So the first thing I want to say here, there is hope. Before you pick up that phone and call your creditors, before you make your next payment, give us a call. You can call 888-322-1054. Once again, 888-322-1054. Or the easiest way, go to our website, donewithdebt.com. Fill out the form. It's 3 or 4 questions, real easy. And one of our debt settlement experts will get in contact with you. And the main point here is there is hope. It is free. We don't charge anything up front for the consultation. The only times we start charging is when we start settling your debt. So you have nothing to lose.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's resolving the debt. It's resolving the debt. And
yes,
I know people are in a pickle right now. I know they're struggling so badly right now just to keep on top of this because the inflation isn't going anywhere. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but I can kind of see that the inflation is not lessening in any way, right? So what we're going to do is continue to do this horrible thing of taking our credit cards, getting more credit cards, and putting more debt on them. And you're saying, look, if you need a new beginning, if you want to be financially independent, if you need to be more stable, let's just say you got a whole round of unplanned medical expenses, things like this, that there are things that you can do to help people, and you'll talk to people and address their situation privately and for free.
Absolutely. And we'll stop the interest right away from accruing. We'll stop the harassing phone calls.
Yeah.
And we'll get in front of before you will settle on the debt for much less and get you on a manageable payment plan so you can do this on your terms.
You guys have 5-star ratings. You guys continue to settle millions of dollars of debts for people. You're really helping people to get their life back. And I know that 2020 was a big hit on people. And then the fallout was a big hit as well. And so we continuously got hit and then we got hit with major inflation. So this has been like a 4-year whammy. This has been like a situation that people can't recover on their own out of this thing, right?
They cannot. I mean, the numbers show in the last 2 years a 47% uptick on interest rates on credit cards. How can a normal person get out of it? So that's why we're here. We'll help you. There's hope. Give us a call, go to their website, fill out a couple questions, donewithdebt.com. We'll help you.
It
costs you nothing. Just pick up the phone or go online and fill out the form.
I love that. The link is also on katedalyradio.com. And one person that was commenting on you guys was saying, you know, the anxiety is gone now. It feels so nice to be able to speak those words that I'm debt free, that with my credit cards. I never imagined I'd be able to say out loud. Those are the kinds of things that I would like to be able to have people say as they work down their debt, as they try to maybe live in a different way. But I think that we need to get some help or at least get a handle on it. So at least talk to you about it and see what the options are for each individual situation, because everybody's so different.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we'll tailor each unique plan to each unique client. So give us a call.
Okay.
We'll take care of it. We take our time and we make sure we give you the best advice moving forward to get out of it. Debt as quickly as possible.
Thank you so much. It's donewithdebt.com. I like these guys. I like what they're doing for people. And people just need answers right now for peace. They just need peace of mind. I so appreciate what you're doing, Michael. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Kate.
You bet. We've got to resolve debt. We have to be able. The number again is 888-322-1054. We have to be able to get out of this incurring debt. It's not getting any better. That's my whole point. We're not moving toward a place where we go, oh, well, we might see it fall down. I don't think we're going to. I think it's going to stay or increase. And at this rate, if everybody is going into the hole $1,000 to $2,000 a month right now, this is not looking good for us personally. So a big thank you to donewithdebt.com because I do think they're doing such a great service for people. People are just sitting there going and biting their nails going, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Here's something, right? We're telling you that individually we've got to clean up our house. Individually we've got to get on top of this stuff. We're not getting any better. And the debt is just accumulating.
Yep.
Over $1 trillion in credit card debt, you guys. it's getting bad out there. We got to do a lot of things. So I love this new sponsor. I think they're fantastic. Give them a call. Visit the website donewithdebt.com. At least check it out. And do yourself a service. Feel a little better, I think. Be right back. We've got some issues to tackle. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com.
Are you fed up with where our nation is headed? Here at the John Birch Society, we know how to fix a reckless, corrupt, and out-of-control government. It starts with patriots like you. We believe the only way to liberty and national sovereignty is to not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adhere to them. The Constitution is America's only solution. Join the John Birch Society today. Visit us at jbs.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Whew. Make sure and get over to activatefiq.com for any supplements that you need. They actually absorb into the body. That's why I'm telling you about them. They also have a copper cream that's amazing. I'm using that. It's amazing. I love it. Because it's not another supplement. It's a cream. So cool. So cool. I love this. Activatefiq.com. Code word is Kate. And a big thank you to donewithdebt.com. People are really searching for entities that can help them. I like Done With Debt. I think they're fantastic. So make sure and go to them if you're needing help getting out of your credit card debt. Somebody thought we were making fun of the workers in the beginning of the show. We weren't making fun of the workers. It was just funny. It was funny to say, well, where's our bonus? Well, why didn't we get told? Well, lots of people get fired and don't get told about it because they're basically getting let go at the same moment, right? And I don't know that people that have these companies can give a whole lot of notice. But the entitlement, I think, is what we were kind of like, you're kidding, right? There was an entitlement to a job, which doesn't exist. There's no entitlement.
Well, not only that, but they were told.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't listen.
Right. If they would have been paying attention.
Right.
Yeah.
There are lots of people out there who were saying, you're going to lose your job if this happens.
And flipping burgers should not be a career.
No.
This is one of those jobs you get in high school or college. This is not five kids paying for a home kind of career. But that's what the news was saying, was it was a career. There's no fast food career. I mean, unless you're a manager, give me a break.
Yeah, and that's the other point.
Right.
In fast food, mm-hmm. middle and upper management people are paid well.
Yeah.
It's only the workers mm-hmm. that were not paid well.
Right. And I sensed a lot of more of entitlement to a job, like, well, if we're going to get let go, then I want everyone to shore me up because now I got to go look for a job. Well, people have been in that spot before without asking for that.
Well, the logic is simple. Mm-hmm. If you're being told that everyone is entitled to a living wage, then the next logical step is, then how much are you going to pay me to work at McDonald's?
Right. I know. But I understand. I understand that we're going to see more job loss because of the automation of things.
Sure.
And that's scary. So as we're building credit card debt and we're doing all of this and we're biting our nails and trying to figure out what we're going to do, the loss of jobs is there. We're going to see more, and we're going to see more automation come in, more AI, more automation, more of those things that take away what we're doing.
Yeah. If you're looking for a career, I would suggest that mm-hmm. you learn how to repair automation.
Yeah, seriously. I also wanted to mention this too. In mainstream news, they were saying Americans are all kind of agreeing on certain things, but it was kind of interesting what they said we were agreeing on. They said 91% agrees that equal protection, we should have equal protection under the law. We have equal protection under the law. That's the only equality we have in the Constitution is that. So we already have that, but I have a feeling the question went out is, you know, everyone should have access to protection under the law because the equality part's already there, but they were making it seem like it was unequal right now and that we had to push for more equality and inclusivity under the law. anyway. It was 91% of Americans, so that's good. The right to vote, 91%. Did you guys notice how they didn't say in a free and fair election? In a fair election that's not wrought with fraud? So everyone agrees, 91% on the right to vote, but we're not addressing vote fraud.
Right.
Which there's plenty of. Freedom of speech, yes, 90% want freedom of speech. That's good. We live in America. That's excellent. But we have too many people that are censoring. We have too many people out there that what for whatever reason, getting favors from government or too tied into government or whatever the case may be, are censoring.
Yeah, I love freedom of speech, mm-hmm. as long as it doesn't offend me.
Exactly. 88% said right to privacy. Well, yes, but we keep signing up for stuff that where the data is king and data is shared, and we have all these little hacks going on all the time. And so we don't have a right to privacy in this country.
Actually, I think we do have a right to privacy.
We do have a right.
But it doesn't matter that we have the right to privacy if you keep selling your information.
Yeah, right?
I mean, that's what you're doing when you sign up for these
things. Along with NSA spying. that is not going away. That is not going away and hasn't gone away at all. Nobody has harnessed it. No one. Not the right, not our right. Our right has not harnessed it at all. Whenever they've had the power, they have not done anything about kicking the NSA to the curb. Have you guys noticed that? Freedom of religion, 84%. Right of people to assemble peacefully, 83%. Isn't that interesting? I'm sorry, more don't believe in the right to assemble peaceably? We should be alarmed at that. Freedom of the press, 77% say we're very concerned about freedom of the press. That should be 100%. Right to keep and bear arms, 54.
You know, it is a little skewed, though.
That should be 100.
Because the poll is divided up into mm-hmm. three sections. Mm-hmm. Extremely important, somewhat important, and not important at all. The not important at all numbers are extremely small.
Yes, except for the right to bear arms was only at 22%. That the right to bear arms should be extremely important for 100% of Americans. So when I see unity, what I'm seeing is when I see comments on the White House page, or I see people coming out of the woodwork to say we're screwed and Biden's a joke. I see a lot of unity there. I see a country that all agrees what we're witnessing in politics. What we're witnessing is not good, and they're calling it out, which is great. These polls I know are skewed in the way they ask the questions and the answers they give you. But you're right. So the numbers of people not, like 7% on the right of everyone to equal protection under the law. We do have equal protection under the law. Now, I do agree that we don't in the elite circles. In the elite circles, they don't, they're obviously the law evades them and the law goes straight to us. So in that equality equation, things are not equal because we're seeing the elites get away with murder. Actual murder. So this is a problem. The right to vote, it's interesting that they didn't ask about voter fraud. See how they kind of stay away from that? We should be completely, 100% concerned about election fraud. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. Freedom of religion, 100%. Why is 5% not even concerned? So we need to do better. They're decent numbers, but we need to do better. And I would love to have known how these questions were asked too. Usually in the mainstream, the polls are a little skewed on what they ask to get these numbers, but it's the brainwashing techniques of the media and the government are obviously working to some degree, but I know that the majority of the country still wants this country back. They just don't agree on how, right? On what we should do. We need to be certifiably red-pilled at this point to the max. Be right back with Mel Madison. We have a lot to cover in the next hour. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Self-reliance. It's not a phrase we hear much in our culture these days. In my conjure up images of pioneers, the West,
rifles, strapping men and strong women. But what does it mean for us in today's world? The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. This unique edition includes articles on the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearms, financial self-reliance, the importance of community, and many other topics by expert writers. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
And then the psychiatrist asked, "So, Joe, is this strong economy you talk about in the room with us right now?" Daily Show starts now.
Law permitting $20 an hour for most fast food workers went into effect today. That law passed in 2023 by Democrats in the state legislature, who acknowledge many of the more than 500,000 fast food workers in the state were adults supporting their families. The new minimum wage is expected to give more financial security to a historically low-paying career.
I was so caught off guard. We had no type of notice, no type of warning even. The owner had told me Happy Easter.
I wish it would have been at least a notice. Like, it's like, hey, by the way, we're going to be closing this month, whatever. It's like, we would have had time to look for jobs, but he didn't give us that chance.
All right, welcome, Kay Daly Show. Last hour back here with you. And, of course, I played this in the first hour, too. And it's interesting. It was an interesting clip. If you listen to the whole clip, there were a lot of the youth kind of feeling more entitled to have a job. And, of course, you know, when you get fired, you don't really get any notice. And so most people that are in a position to get laid off or get fired don't have notice at all. And so it's not like it was unique to the situation. We're going to see a lot more of it with automation. We're going to see a lot more of it. And in that clip, he said it was a career, the newscaster. It's not a career, as we said in the last hour, not a career. But we are going to see things happen with employment. We have Mel Madison on with us. And of course, Mel, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello, Kate. How are you doing today?
I'm good. So let's talk about the employment report. I know, you know, everyone's affected by debt. Everyone's affected by employment. So what are you seeing right now with what was released on Friday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the monthly jobs report. So this is the jobs data for March, came out on Friday from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So, of course, everything you have to take with a grain of salt. But even with the numbers that the government provides, it still paints a very bleak picture. And yet, you know, I found as I was flipping through some of the media, this attempt to really spin actually immigration as kind of this saving grace for the U.S. economy, that this mass immigration. Yes, there's been crime, they argue. But on the other hand, you also have millions of people joining the workforce. And this is, you know, really a great thing for the American economy and our growth. And so what I wanted to do is basically answer those claims that are being made by the mainstream media, which I think are ridiculous and don't take into account what's actually happening. And I think, you know, the main thing is that a lot of this, I think, also is going to relate back to what you were talking about the last hour, which is inflation and the use of immigration to try to at least keep a lid on wage inflation, and how the elites are scrambling to try to find ways, whether it's, you know, releasing oil from the petroleum reserves, letting in illegal immigrants, like this whole inflation situation is getting out of control. And, you know, I'm saying that as a market and economics guy, and I'm watching it. I'm seeing things I've never seen before. I'm seeing gold go up every day, basically.
Right.
You know, I'm seeing commodities going crazy. We had cocoa at $10,000 a ton. I mean, it never goes there. If you have, if you got any hollow chocolate Easter egg bunnies a couple weeks ago, that's why. Because, you know, these commodity prices. And so they can't do that much about commodity prices, but they can do stuff about wages. And not only that, but in the government's own numbers, it's ridiculous how many jobs have been lost in the last year by native-born Americans and how many jobs have been gained by foreign-born. And that's the way they break it out in the numbers.
That is so true. The visas are way up, yes. And by the way, that intro clip was California. They raised their minimum wage to $20 for fast food, which driving people out of California for sure. Uncle Milty?
I'm just curious, as I look at the chart you sent, Mel, what type of an economic effect does it have when there's a 1.1 million increase in non-working foreign-born?
It's huge.
Exactly. So, for I mean, for the listeners, like the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they break out different things. They do not track illegal versus legal. The way they break it down is foreign-born versus native-born, and that gives you a viewpoint into it. So some of these are going to be visa holders, but Milt, to your point, you know, visa holders come here because they have jobs.
Right.
Yeah. So when you're seeing foreign-born
1.1 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Or 1.5.
So unemployed went up.
Yeah.
The unemployed went up 1.1 million. So this is this is people coming. They're immigrating. They don't have visas. They don't have jobs. And how much it's increasing. So when you look at it, they tell you, okay, here's how many foreign-born people of working age are in the United States, and how much has that increased? And year over year, it went up by 2.5 million. Of those 2.5 million, 1.5 went into the workforce and 1.3 got jobs. So you have 2.5 million new foreign workers and 1.3 million are working. The rest aren't. And so that strain on the social safety net, on healthcare, and interestingly, in the jobs report, the number one gain in jobs sector was healthcare. Right. 72,000 new workers just in the month in health. So when you look at where the jobs coming from, they're going into three areas: healthcare, government was up 71,000, and construction. And of course, we know there was, you know, the government pays for, you know, all kinds of construction. So these jobs are not only going to foreign born, but they're being paid by the government.
And the not affordable government taxpayer funded housing. Yes. Construction is probably booming in that industry right now.
Exactly, because people can't afford houses. People can't pay the mortgage rates. People don't have the savings. People are, you know, basically unable to pay the rents that have gone up because of the inflation that they've caused. And so they're trying to figure out a way to essentially save this whole thing before it collapses. And that's a little bit of really, like, you know, where we're heading with this. I think we're heading towards this inflation collapse, and that's what the stock market is telling you. That's what the gold market is telling you. So when you're looking at these things, they keep going up every day, because if we're going to get, let's say, over the next few years, an average of 5-10% inflation start happening, the stock market is priced in nominal terms. So if Apple makes 10% on selling phones, and those phones go from $1,000 to $2,000, instead of making $100 a phone, they make $200 a phone. And so the earnings of corporations will go up in nominal terms, not in real terms. And that's why the stock market has to go up. So that's why you're seeing gold go skyrocket and the stock market, because the market participants are seeing a long stretch of high inflation coming for as far as the eye can see.
Ouch. This doesn't look good. It really doesn't look good for us. I wish we had better news. But the amount of foreign jobs is creepy, because it's creeping in. And we don't realize that on our right is who fought for this. I remember the senator from Utah, from the state I'm in, Senator Hatch, passed away now, but he was the one that fought for these visas and wanted these jobs for foreigners to come in and take these jobs. This fraudulent administration loves the idea of foreigners on our soil at all costs, no matter how they come, right? Illegally, through visas, whatever the case, to inch out the American worker. And we're starting to see that. And how much of this is going to go to automation?
Yeah. And I think it's not even just the administration. It's essentially the, I mean, I think we kind of live in basically a plutocracy, you know, mm-hmm. a government run by the wealthy. And so it's the establishment Republicans and the establishment Democrats, both. It's the Hillary Clinton wing of the Democratic Party. And it's the, you know, Mitt Romney wing of the Republican Party who is really pushing for this. And I mean, this is the same thing that's been going on forever. I mean, this is why people like Zuckerberg and, you know, you say, well, Facebook's not hiring, you know, illegal immigrants, but you mentioned visas and they also don't want to pay, you know, an American guy who's or gal who's very skilled in coding and programming what they want to get, what they think is fair. They'd rather bring someone from Eastern Europe or India who's just happy to be here, who can be kicked out at any time. And basically we'll take whatever Facebook wants to give them. Meanwhile, Facebook books record profits and the stock soars to over $500 a share. So this is a corporate and other elite type manufactured thing. The Biden administration is implementing it and carrying it out. But I think it's much wider and deeper than that. And it goes back to that deep economic state and the international cabal and what's really, you know, driving the world economy right now and our politics.
I completely agree with you. It's both sides of the aisle responsible for this. And what are we going to do about it? What else are you noticing, Mel, Madison?
Yeah. And I think, you know, one thing that I thought would be interesting just to do, because just to prove that last point a little bit was, you know, if these people really wanted to be socialists, like socialists actually are some of the biggest believers in not importing cheap labor. So if you go back in history, it was always the labor unions were the ones that were against immigration. It was the NAFTA, you know, globalists who were like, oh, open up the borders and then let's do it. It was, and so this is like kind of proof that this is a hijacking of both sides by this corporate plutocracy to bring in these cheap labor because they're so worried about inflation. And this is a quote from an economist in 1870, April 9th, so 154 years ago to the day. And it's talking about Ireland and England. And it's like Ireland constantly sends her surplus labor to the English market and thus forces down wages and lowers the material and moral position of the English working class. And he goes on to talk about how it also creates an animosity between the working class of England and the working class of Ireland. And he ends saying, this antagonism is artificially kept alive by the interested parties, the press, the pulpit, the papers, and in short, all the means at the disposal of the ruling class. This is their secret by which they maintain their power, and they are aware of it. Now, the economist who wrote that in 1870 was Karl Marx. So this is what you have to understand. The socialists, this is not a socialist. The left is not socialist. So the left is a hijacked arm of this plutocracy. They're masking it in socialism because it serves these global elites' goals. And the Republicans are in the same way. And the people that are a threat to that, whether it would be a Bernie Sanders or a Donald Trump, those are the people that have to be silenced.
Interesting. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
The John Birch Society has been working tirelessly since 1958 to preserve freedom, safeguard the Constitution, and restore our God-given rights. We continually educate voters and lead the freedom movement. Join us as we work against a tyrannical one-world government. United as one, we can defeat this conspiracy against a free America. JBS founder Robert Welch said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to JBS.org and join us in restoring this great nation.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Kay Daly Show. KayDalyRadio.com. And a little bit more with Mel. We'll take your calls, too. Of course, get to my great sponsors. Text Birch Gold and get your gold and silver from them. Be varied in what you've got. 989898 is the phone number on your phone. Text them, but text them my name, K-A-T-E, Kate. You'll love this. And get out of debt, donewithdebt.com. Free yourself of that. I know that it's taking a toll on people because I think people are pretty bogged down with worry. And you should be. There's a lot going on right now that's cementing a lot of steps. So, but I know that getting ahead of what we're facing personally can help us a lot too. And feeling a little more peace so that we can tackle what's coming is important. So Mel Madison joins Uncle Milty and I. And let's talk about Trump for just a moment, because you mentioned Trump on the way out of that clip. So let's talk about Trump for just a moment in this whole scenario.
Sure. Well, I think that Donald Trump represents a huge threat. I think he's somebody who he has the money, he has the access, he has the ticket to be in that elite club if he wanted to be. And he's what I think people in the past would refer to as like a traitor to his class. He's, in another term, he's what might be called a counter elite. But basically, he represents a massive threat to that establishment system. And I think what's interesting is, you know, my personal feeling is that, you know, he wants to do what he says he wants to do, that he wants to try to bring some sanity back. The one concern I have is that it's a very tough row to hoe, even if you hold the White House, and that a lot of what is entrenched right now, whether it's what our future entitlement spending is set, the amount of deficit spending that we're running at, that what it would take in order to really set things back on like a straight and narrow course that would be sustainable in the long run is something that would be so anathema to the powers that be, that even being in the White House, like, Congress, you know, half of Congress, you know, is bought and paid for. More than half is bought and paid for, and even half on the Republican side.
Yep.
So it just becomes really hard to envision a way. But what he can do, and Uncle Milty, you brought this up, but what he can do is he can, you know, kind of speak truth to power, if you will, and educate us and you know, bring to us and to every American kind of some of this basic understanding of the corruption of what's wrong. And that alone can be extremely powerful and bring change eventually. But I think it's going to be a tough job, but I think he's getting it started. But it's even if he gets elected, it's not going to be solved in 4 years.
What do you think?
Even though the president really doesn't have the power to really initiate change, he does have the pulpit. And in essence, you know, the way Biden uses the pulpit, he gets up there and disparages the wealthy. They don't pay their fair share. They don't do this. They don't do that. As if he's not one of them. And yet Trump, on the other hand, gets up there and says, yeah, I'm rich too, but I'm not going to take my salary. I don't need it.
What do you think, Mel?
Yeah, exactly. And notice how we talked about what he does have is the pulpit, but how they're taking that away from him.
Yeah.
How he starts talking and they act like they're going to cover his speeches on MSDNC or whatever. And then all of a sudden he gets cut out because they say he's not telling the truth. I mean, they want to take away his pulpit. And I mean, that's why, like, Elon Musk having Twitter or him having Truth Social, or the fact that we have the internet these days. I mean, I could just see if he comes into power again, you know, how they're going to try to clamp down on free speech, because they've taken over the established, you know, media.
Right.
But they're so threatened by this, they're going to have to start working to find ways to shut down even the alternative media, you know, and try to silence this getting out.
Caller, you have 30 seconds. Go.
Yeah, you're well, Milty and everybody just made my point that I've been trying to make. The most powerful power that the president has is not even written in the Constitution. It is his ability to articulate principles of constitutional and cultural and religious value. And the Trump hasn't spoken out against the IRS. He hasn't spoken out against the Federal Reserve System. He hasn't spoken out against all the unconstitutional executive orders and cabinet level positions and usurpations on the part of the federal government against the state. This tells me that he is part of the problem and not part of the solution.
We'll be right back.
Part of the deep state.
We'll be right back. More on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. Mel Madison, book Quaz. The book is Quaz. Be right back.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, back here with you. So glad you're with us today. Big welcome to K-Talks in California as well. And a couple of things. Number one, visit my sponsors like MyPillow and ActivateFIQ.com, even Chaffee. So many wonderful things I've got on the sponsor section in KateDalyRadio.com. KateDalyRadio.com, over 25 million served. Thank you very much. We also have Mel Madison from the book Quaz. You can also go to his website, Mel Madison. I'm saying it with two T's, Madison.com, MelMadison.com, for more on what we're talking about, and always enjoy his Tuesday visits to kind of keep up with economy, what he's seeing in jobs, what's going on that affects all of our lives. The UN program I wanted to mention, and I want you to talk about this along with, we can talk about Trump as well. And also we can talk about the fact that the Fed is, Goldman, Amex quietly cutting rates on savings accounts. But we have this UN program called 50 in 5, and they're moving very rapidly on this. I think it's more rapidly than 5 years, but 50 governments accepting digital infrastructure. Total tyranny in place within the next 5 years. And I actually think they're going faster than that. I think they said 5 years to kind of quell people into, oh, it's 5 years from now. No, it's not from now. It's within these 5 years right now. And almost a dozen governments, including numerous corrupt kleptocracies, socialist regimes, have volunteered their populations to serve as first mover, quote unquote, the first movers in this. In the country so far, it's called 50 in 5. You can check it out. Alex Newman's done some great reports on this. What's your take on the digital infrastructure coming in?
Well, I think that this is symptomatic of huge issues coming to the banking system. And this ties into inflation. It ties into a term that perhaps some of your listeners have never heard of. I had not heard of it until last year, a term called fiscal dominance. Mm-hmm. I'm going to predict right here that that's going to be a term that is going to become like quantitative easing, something you've never heard of, and eventually it enters the day-to-day. I think, Kate, your show's so early at getting things out there to people. It might not be in the mainstream this year. It might not even be next year. But I think if people remember that term fiscal dominance, it's going to be a term that is going to be very important to people. And it ties into these banks not wanting to pay interest in this way. So fiscal dominance is essentially an economic term referring to a situation that usually occurs in emerging market third world countries right before they head into hyperinflation. And basically what it means is that the country's fiscal, the country's own finances are in such a disarray that the monetary power, which is the central bank in our country, of course, the Federal Reserve, they have no tools in their toolkit that they can use to fight inflation. Because if they do the normal things they would do to fight inflation, like raise interest rates, it will collapse the banking system and it will collapse the federal government because their borrowing costs go too high. And so, like, really simply, it's a situation where, let's say, inflation starts taking off again, which I believe it is, regardless of what kind of number they print in the inflation report tomorrow. And there are reasons for that, because housing is could likely go down and it could look like a good number. But in reality, if you look at gold, you know, it's not a good number. But so basically what happens is you get into this situation where inflation starts bubbling up and the central bank wants to raise rates. But when they do, because banks hold so much treasury debt, that the value of that goes down because the debt they own pays like 1% interest. And then the borrowing costs of the government go up. So, you know, we won't be able to do what we did in the 70s and 80s. The Federal Reserve, Paul Volcker, he raised the Fed fund rate into double digits. But you can't do that now. If you do that, you crash the system. And the way that, you know, banks, why they can't afford to pay out interest right now is because one of the things that governments do when you start to get into this situation is they stop paying interest to banks on deposits. So banks take our money right now, they give it to the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve pays them interest. Some banks give that interest to us, other banks keep that interest and make profit off of it. The Federal Reserve will need to stop this practice or extremely curtail it in this type of a situation. It could lead to a banking collapse, and it also could precipitate essentially a need for the central bank to be able to automatically control the money supply digitally through central bank digital currencies. So it's all wrapped up into one, and there's a lot in there, but that's the general gist of it.
Uncle Milty?
How dangerous? They talk about the ratio, debt to GDP ratio a lot. And right now, the United States is like, 147%. Debt to GDP ratio. There's only three countries in the world higher than that. We're in bad shape in that regard. And how does that actually affect what you're saying right now?
Yeah. So not only are we at bad shape currently, but it only has sped up and it only is going to get worse. I've talked many times about the coming bankruptcy of the Social Security Trust Fund, which the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, forecasts in 2032, but I think that's optimistic. So that basically we have 100 plus trillion, somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 trillion in unfunded liabilities that we just haven't paid. And so not only do we currently have a high GDP or debt to GDP ratio, but it's forecast to go even higher. And according to the financial report of the United States government from February 16th, 2023, it states under current policy, government debt relative to GDP is projected to reach 566% by 2097. Now, that's a long way away, 2097. But that's just at the current policy, right? And all we've been doing is adding deficits and deficits and deficits. And at 566%, I mean, that's still in the lifetime of people being born today, but in 2097. But this is going to happen much sooner. This is already happening. This is just the type of unsustainability, because what's going to happen is bond investors, people that buy bonds, are going to start to understand that there's no way that the U.S. government can pay back the bonds that they have out there without printing money, and that printing money is going to cause inflation, and therefore they're going to want higher rates. And so we're going to have the bond market, the U.S. bond market, essentially on the verge of a collapse. And that's when fiscal dominance comes in, where even if Jay Powell wants to raise rates and fight inflation, he can't. He's going to have to go back to QE and start buying bonds, because it's the only way to control interest rates and keep the entire banking system from collapse.
Milty?
Could the debt to GDP ratio actually get into the 500% range without a complete collapse happening before it got there?
No way. It is going to happen early. I think I quote that just to give an idea of the unsustainable path. And then what you have to do is you have to say, okay, well, how do we make it sustainable? And you realize, you know, we talked about the monthly expenditures, and how much of it is just, you know, you have to have basically austerity measures in the United States. And how is that going to happen politically? It's not. You'd have to have politicians and Congress get up there and say, okay, we're going to immediately cut Social Security and Medicare benefits by a third. Yep. We are going to immediately raise taxes on income. We're immediately going to raise taxes on corporations. We're immediately going to cut discretionary and defense spending and all the human services programs and Medicaid. We're going to have to cut all of that massively and raise taxes at the same time. But you can't do that. Number one, politically, nobody's going to do that. But number two, we're in such a bad shape right now. This is fiscal dominance. This is where the only way out is inflation. If you do that, what's going to happen is tax receipts are going to plummet, because we're going to go into a depression slash recession.
Right.
And all the tax receipts of the government are driven by capital gains on the stock market. Okay. They're driven by income. And those will collapse.
We're going to come right back. More with Mel Madison. I'm going to ask him what his crystal ball says for this next year, what he would do in certain circumstances, how to play this smart. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
If Americans want to remain a free and sovereign nation, more people need to understand the principles and values that built America. At the John Birch Society, we have the organization, the plan, and the resources to do just that. Our founder, Robert Welch, said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to jbs.org to learn more, including how you can get involved to work locally and impact nationally. Join us at jbs.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty here. I've got Mel Madison here because it's Tuesday. He joins us every Tuesday. And I'm gonna have Mel get out his crystal ball. And I know this is only his opinion, but I think this is really important to do, because for many, I think when they start to hear about economy, GDP talk, they go, what? And... And it's excruciating for some, right?
Sure.
I mean, let's be honest, it's hard. It's hard to wrap your number around all these numbers, about all the falsified reports, what's actually going on, what they're feeling versus what they say they're supposed to feel. There's just a lot there.
Yeah, and you're talking about a populace that thinks a $20 an hour minimum wage is a great thing.
I know, right? And so this listenership, I mean, I know they are getting it. I just wanted to kind of see, okay, I wanted to give you some quick questions. If somebody wants to buy a home, what would you tell somebody? Where does this sit in 2025 and 26? Why would you tell somebody to get a home now? We're in an election year. Okay. Yes. Yeah. And why?
If they're buying it, if they're buying it to live in, and this is a home that's going to make their family a happier family, and they can afford the payment that they're locking in with a fixed rate mortgage. Yes. Because I think that actually interest rates are going to go up over the next 5 to 10 years, and people will look back and say, dang, I missed my chance to lock in a 7% mortgage.
Wow.
If I'm wrong about that and mortgage rates go down to 5% or 4% in the coming years, then they can refinance.
It's a great answer.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When mortgage rates do go up and you're at a lower rate mortgage, how does that affect the value of the actual property?
Well, what most Americans have as their most really valuable asset is their mortgage right now, because it's essentially free money. I mean, you know, if you borrowed $500,000 at 2.5% and the government is having to pay more than twice that to borrow now, Mm-hmm. So you have almost like a, you have a financial asset in your mortgage, and people realize that. That's why they don't want to sell the homes that they're living in,
because
they have to give up that financial asset. I mean, I could start to see a whole economy start to form of like house swapping, where people that are in Tucson that want to move to Durham, you know, some website connects the people together, and they say, let's swap the house. You keep paying your mortgage, I'll keep paying mine, and let's keep it, because this is all part of this end run that I think is going to happen around the banking system. And this is just more problems that the banking system has. And I think, you know, one thing I would say is the old saying, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Right.
We have heard time and again Yellen and Powell years ago say inflation is transitory. Now they come out every week and say inflation is going down.
Yeah.
If you believe them this time, it's on you.
Yep.
Well, amen to that. Affordable housing's on the rise. What would you tell people to invest in? Like, say, somebody wants to get really smart about what's coming. What do you see being something to get in on? Like, what do you think people should invest in? I know it's a crystal ball. Well, this is solely your opinion. I get it. Yeah.
It's a crystal ball. Mm-hmm. And my one big caveat is I'm talking about massive, long-term macroeconomic trends. So please don't complain tomorrow if the CPI report comes out a little low and the stock market goes down or something happens and they say, Melda, but I'm talking about like, come back to me in a few months and see if anything that I'm saying is right. And I've been saying for a few months, buy gold. I've been saying the stock market's not going to crash, that they're creating a bubble. It's going to go up. These are the things that I've been saying. Housing is going to go up. We are on the verge of basically, and this is contrary, this is not consensus, this is my own opinion, and this is not financial advice. I think we're on the verge, and we're starting to see what I call an everything bubble. We're going to see home prices skyrocket. We're going to see the stock market continue to skyrocket. We're going to see gold and silver skyrocket. Gold is going to go up more than the stock market. It's going to go up more than houses. But this is going to only be in nominal terms, because we're going to start to enter, as I said, a sustained period of 5 to 10% inflation. And so this is going to be good for any asset that actually produces revenue or is a real asset. What you don't want to be in is two things. You don't want to be in dollars because the dollar's crashing, and you don't want to be in long-term debt. You don't want to buy, think you're being safe. If you're a retiree and you have a bunch of money in bonds that are 20-year bonds that are paying, you know, 4%, and you think that's going to be good, be careful. You're out there betting on inflation coming down.
Okay, I would invest probably gold and food supply. I would get into your food supply, preparewithkate.com, also Birch Gold for gold. But food supply, we're going to see food dwindle. We're going to see a lot more problems with our food supply. Just watch. That's what my crystal ball says. What about you, Uncle Malty?
For me, I'm going to invent a word that describes my opinion. Diversify.
Yes, indeed. Diversify. Make sure you have real food on hand, and that you can grow things. Even if you use the inside growing machines, whatever it takes, I think food supply is going to get hit in major ways, because they want to be able to control the food supply with fakery. What do you have on that, Mel?
Well, here's the wild card in all of this is, if we're entering what I think we're entering, the best case scenario is prolonged and severe inflation. The worst case scenario is that it creates civil unrest and we start to get a breakdown in the actual fabric of our society. And then we could see breakdowns in supply chains, more conflicts, more war, food shortages, you know, lockdowns, military law. Like, that's the worst case. My best case scenario is 10% mortgage rates are coming. My worst case scenario is we're essentially heading into something on the level of World War II. I think we'd be in World War III, except for the fact that we have nuclear weapons right now. I mean, that's the only reason we're not. We're in a covert war right now with Russia, China. That's why they're getting off the dollar. That's why they're going to gold. That's why another reason why gold is skyrocketing, and I think it'll do better than almost any other asset out there.
Okay. Uncle Milty?
No, I agree. As a matter of fact, I've said we've been at war with China since Biden became president.
Yeah, or before. Really, since Kissinger got in. Honestly, he was handing the reins over, right? 71, but you're right.
But it accelerated under
Biden. It accelerated, for sure. Yeah. 30 seconds left, Mel. What do you want to let people know?
Last thing, this follows up on Yellen being in China. Mm-hmm. They were talking about dumping green stuff. But this is my own opinion. I also think they were talking about weakening the dollar and that we are going to continue to see a weak dollar and that smart money knows that. That's why the gold just keeps going up every day. It's not giving people a chance to even buy it on a pullback. And so, you know, keep your money diversified, like Milty said. Keep it in things that will go up in an inflationary environment. Yep. And gold is at the top of that list.
Yep.
Okay. Mel Madison, the book is Quaz. Go get it. Speaks to a lot of this. It's a great book. And also, just wanted to mention, too, melmadison.com, a great website. And for more on this, actually. So thank you. Be faithful. Be fearless. Always ends too soon, doesn't it, this show? Be faithful. Be fearless out there, you guys. Get to katedalyradio.com. Share the podcast, please. I will put this last segment in its own podcast as well, so you can share that with ease, this last 8 minutes. And, of course, see you tomorrow.